Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Sudbury sees competing demonstrations on sex ed curriculum. The ongoing dispute over Ontario's sexual education curriculum continued in Greater Sudbury this weekend as people on both sides of the issue held demonstrations. The two sides are at odds over the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in Ontario's schools. The acronym that has been adopted is SOGI, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. Those for the teaching of SOGI in schools say it is important for children to understand the current science on gender and sexuality, both for those children who will or who have already identified as gay, lesbian, trans, two-spirited or any of the other forms of sexual or gender expression that fall under the 2SLGBTQ+ banner. Those against the teaching say parents should be responsible for children's sexual education, and say Ontario's sexual education curriculum, as well as some of the books that are approved for school libraries, sexualizes children. Several people Sudbury.com spoke with this weekend said the curriculum, in effect, grooms children to be 2SLGBTQ+, and children should be left alone to make that determination for themselves when they're older. Read the full story here. Literary Journal, Sulphur, holds issue launch October 26. Sulphur, Laurentian University's Literary Journal, launches its newest issue at 6 p.m. October 26 at Books and Beans in downtown Sudbury. Featuring poetry and prose written by emerging and established writers in northern Ontario, Sulphur is a completely student-run print, unique to the north. The free event, open to the public, will be a celebration of the latest issue, including readings by writers featured within. Issues of the print edition will be available for sale at the event. The Sulphur team is excited for this issue because it's a cultivation of our collective work and amplification of voices at Laurentian and in our community, said managing editor Brennan Gregoire. This event is made possible with the support of Books and Beans, 158 Elgin Street, and Wordstock Sudbury. Sudburians gather to celebrate Laurentian's green space. With confirmation that the green space around Laurentian University won't be sold off to help cover the school's debts, Coalition for a Livable Sudbury and supporters gathered at Laurentian Beach on October 21 to celebrate. Back in June, the university announced that it wouldn't sell its green space to the province of Ontario to fund payouts to its creditors as part of the institution's insolvency proceedings. On October 21, supporters gathered at the beach on the Laurentian campus to learn more about the ecology of the area that makes it so special, and to celebrate that it will remain pristine. On hand for the event was Peter Beckett, Professor Emeritus of Reclamation, Restoration and Wetland Ecology at Laurentian University, who shared his knowledge of the green space and its plants, trees and animals. Grant told Sudbury.com on Saturday that hundreds of Sudburians were involved in the effort to save the green space, through writing letters, contacting politicians, raising money and more, which shows how important the area is to many people. Read the full story here. Escape Zombie Town at the Northern Ontario Railroad Museum. Halloween is almost here, and if you are looking for an interactive experience, and one with a local tie, head to the Northern Ontario Railroad Museum and Heritage Centre, NORMHC, for what they are calling the most anticipated escape room experience. In fact, you can enjoy a whole zombie-filled weekend in Capriel from October 27 to 29. Produced in partnership with Trimuse Entertainment, the experience is based on the R.L. Stein novel, Zombie Town, and film of the same name, which was filmed in 2022 in various locations in Capriel and the Sudbury area. The filming of the movie was a big deal locally as it brought comedy giants Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase to the city. Sudbury.com had the chance to speak with both iconic performers during their 2022 visit. The Zombie Town escape experience features an interactive theatrical, escape room-style experience for visitors. Read the full story here. Poll. Most think overseas citizens shouldn't vote. Just under two-thirds of readers said Canadians who are living abroad for the long term shouldn't vote, even if they legally can. The question has some things in common with one kicked around by Kwame Anthony Appiah, the New York Times ethics columnist, last week. Appiah came down sort of in the middle, but readers had sharply defined views on both sides. The Canadian situation has similarities to the U.S. one, but also differences, in that U.S. citizens abroad must file tax returns and in some situations register for the draft. Canadian expats used to lose their voting rights after 5 years abroad, but that limitation ended after a 2019 Supreme Court decision. In an online poll this week, Village Media readers mostly held that whether or not long-term expats were legally allowed to vote, they shouldn't. Read the full story here. Impact of EVs on grid target of $100,000 GSU Cambrian donation. Electric vehicles, EVs, both passenger and industrial, are the way of the future. But what impact will all these additional EVs have on Ontario's power grid? A new partnership involving Greater Sudbury Utilities, GSU, and Cambrian College could help provide those answers. GSU is donating $100,000 toward the construction and equipping of the new EV lab at Cambrian College. The lab will host the new GSU Engineering Workshop, designed to ignite innovation, cultivate collaboration, and offer students a conducive environment for their research pursuits. This $100,000 investment will help spur innovation and get us all closer to the goal of zero emissions by 2050, says Mark Signoretti, GSU's board chair. This next step makes perfect sense in the evolution of our long-standing partnership with Cambrian College. Read the full story here.